Streaming bandwidth provided by Worship Channels, live streaming made simple. Visit them online at worshipchannels.com. On today's Technobabble, shotguns, lavs, and handhelds, oh my.
This is Tech No Babble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Technobabble. I, of course, am your host, Paul Allen Clifford. Thanks once again for joining me on the show. Join the conversation. Give me a call, 1-877-763-3246, or 1-877-POD-ECHO to echo back to this podcast. Same number, just hope you remember it that way. Or you could drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. Also, head on over to Twitter. I'm Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllanCliff. And you can find me there and ask questions, make comments, or what have you at that point. So, let's get started with the show. I am right now recording with a shotgun mic. Now, the reason that I'm doing that is because I've lent out my handheld mic. Normally, I would hook up. Here, I've got, you can almost see this if you're watching this on YouTube. I have an arm, which has an XLR coming out of it. It's a little hacked together, but it works for me, that I put my handheld mic on. It is a clone of the Shure SM58, which is the industry standard when it comes to handheld mics. The Shure SM58 is a mic. In fact, when you think of a microphone, it's probably the microphone you're thinking of. Has kind of a silver top to it. That's an SM58. The grid on top is kind of woven. Anyway, all that to say, those things are practically indestructible. They cost about $100, and they haven't really changed all that much in several years. In fact, a few decades. They really haven't changed that much. Now, the urban legend about them is that they were created for the military for tank use, so they can take a lot of abuse. Turns out, as I was doing some research on the Shure website, that at least they claim that's not in fact what happened, that it is the successor to a microphone that they did design for the military, and they used the lessons they learned on that microphone for the 58, but that doesn't mean that that's where it actually came from. So that just shows you what kind of strength and durability that particular microphone has. Now, that's a dynamic microphone, and let's talk about dynamic versus condenser microphones. There is a third kind called the ribbon microphone, but it's much more rare, so we're going to ignore that for right now. So a dynamic microphone is basically the exact reverse of a speaker. In fact, I have actually used headphones as speakers on occasion when I was a younger person, and had a boombox that took a microphone in that was actually a mini jack or eighth-inch jack, whichever you'd prefer. So the way that this works is the movement of the air created by your voice or any sound, really, because that's all sound is vibrating air. That movement causes, it causes a diaphragm in the microphone that looks kind of like a small speaker. Well, depending on the microphone, but it may look like a small speaker, to vibrate. And that vibration, since the diaphragm is hooked up to a magnet, and that passes through a coil of wire, that vibration causes a very small electrical signal. So just by talking into a microphone, you're actually generating electricity. It's measured in the millivolts, so it's very, very small, but it is electricity. So that's why we talk about mic level and line level. Line level would be much more powerful than microphone level. So we take this this dynamic microphone and you send that into something that can amplify it, either enough to be recorded or enough to be heard. So that's the basic gist of it. From a microphone, you go to the preamp, from the preamp to a mixer or an amplifier, or a mixer then an amplifier, just depends on your setup. But a handheld microphone can be either a dynamic microphone or a condenser microphone. A condenser microphone collects the sound a little bit differently. What I'm speaking into right now is, in fact, a condenser microphone. As I say, I really should be using a handheld, but I'm using this particular condenser microphone, which is in the shape of a shotgun, for a reason, because my other one's missing. Each microphone has its own pick-up pattern. So if you want to think of, a lot of times it'll show up on the microphone. It might look like an upside-down heart. So, whoom and moomp, whoomp. If you're looking at the video, that made sense. If not, you missed it. But imagine kind of the heart shape that you see on Valentine's Day, not a literal heart, but the cartoony heart, only without the point on the bottom. And that is called cardioid, because it looks like a heart. Shh, it's an industry secret that I've just shared. Okay, not. But that's what that is. And what that means is it collects most of the sound towards the front, and it will collect sound towards the sides, and almost none directly behind it. Now, there are hypercardioid, which collect more from the front. There are supercardioid. There's several pickup patterns. But that's also an important thing for you to notice as you're using a microphone, because if someone is talking off to the side, but it's a microphone that doesn't pick up as well off to the side, you won't get as much audio. So that matters to you. That is actually a strength of a shotgun or boom microphone. A shotgun microphone tends to have an elongated pickup pattern where it won't pick up sound from either side, as well as it will pick up sound directly in front of it. So, hence the reason that this is very important is it picks up most sound in front and a little sound behind. So you generally don't want to point it straight at the talent unless you are right behind the microphone and you can block any sound coming from behind you. You want to point it at an angle at them so that any sound coming directly behind the talent, or directly behind the microphone, rather, is rejected because the secondary pickup is up as or down as opposed to straight back. That's one thing that I've learned as a videographer. So shotgun mics tend to be, in fact, I think they all are, condenser microphones. And condenser microphones, as I say, create sound, well, hear sound, for lack of a better term, a little bit differently than dynamic microphones. So a condenser microphone has an electric charge that runs between two places. And as sound interrupts that electric charge, then it picks up that way. Now, the advantage of this is condenser microphones tend to be more sensitive, so they will pick up more detail in the sound, and thus you can get either farther away from the subject or turn down the gain a little bit so that you don't get as much background noise. In broadcast, where they have a lot of control over the environment, they tend to use condenser microphones because they have sound-resistant rooms or something like that, where they can, with those sound-resistant rooms, they can reject most sound and then just pick up all the details. So that's a very good reason to use a condenser mic. Also, as I say, in the field, if you use a shotgun or a boom, it tends to reject, and this is because of its pickup pattern, it tends to reject outside noise, not altogether, but the stuff that comes from the side. Whereas a handheld cardioid mic, like a dynamic microphone, would not. It would tend to not reject noise. It would tend to pick it up from most directions, except right where your hand is. Which is fine, because you don't want to get audio from your hand necessarily, but it's also important, you might have noticed that sometimes singers sing to the side or over the top of a microphone, a handheld microphone, and that's perfectly okay. They'll also sing straight in, and that also is perfectly okay. The problem with that, of course, is that you can sometimes get the plosive sounds, like the P or the B, which were probably very loud and very annoying because I directed my mouth right at the microphone instead of speaking in the general vicinity of the microphone. So those are kind of the first two types of microphone. The third, here, I'm reaching over to grab mine. The third is a lavalier microphone. This is a wireless lavalier. It's a pretty old one. It's from Telex. And it was one that I rescued from the trash. It was left in a building that was used for a somewhat different purpose, so they were going to throw it away, and so I got it. And it's not perfect. Now, typically, a lavalier microphone clips onto clothing and tends to be a condenser microphone, and the reason is it can be farther away from the source of the sound. If you wanted a if you wanted a lavalier that was a dynamic microphone, you could absolutely get one, but it's going to require more boosting of the audio. You'll have to get it closer to the source of the sound, so probably on the person's collar as opposed to on their lapel or lower on the clothing that they're wearing. And those would tend to be bigger because a larger diaphragm is easier to move than a smaller diaphragm. Whereas a condenser microphone, it just has this little electric charge, so it can actually be pretty small. The capsule could be pretty itty-bitty, actually. So let's talk about uses for each of these three microphones from a video perspective. Clearly, when you're singing, you would tend to use a handheld microphone. Occasionally, I've seen people wear head-worn microphones, which tend to be almost identical to lavalier microphones, just in a different form factor. But handhelds right now tend to be a better audio source because of this, because you can get closer on the microphone. Now, if you've got a singer that forgets they're holding the microphone and they drop it to their waist all the time, not intentionally, but just through just neglect, then a lavalier might actually be better, although all things being equal, it wouldn't have as good of sound for music if the microphone is so far away from the subject that you're not getting any sound. That's worse than not as good sound. So that's one thing to keep in mind. So for video use, if you were going out to do interviews, I think I would take a handheld mic. You might also take a lavalier mic. If you had a wireless lav that was suitable for a for your camera, then it might be good if you were doing like on-camera talent interviewing people. It might be good to have the on-camera talent on a lav into one channel and then have the handheld for other people on the other channel. And so you can have this handheld and point it at people while you still continue to talk, and then you can mix the levels later. So in that situation, you might prefer to have a handheld and a lavalier. Now, if you had a dedicated boom operator who could listen to the audio through a field mixer before sending it to the camera, it might be fine to, instead of having a handheld held by the interviewer pointed at the subject, to have the boom operator do that. That would free up the hands of the interviewer and free them up to maybe use their personality a little bit more. So that's also something else that you should consider. Now, when it comes to like a story video or someone giving their testimony or recounting an event that happened to them or something like that, I think I would tend to use a shotgun/boom, or I would also perhaps hide a lavalier microphone on them, depending on the environment. Now, if it's going to be a particularly noisy environment, it could be that a lavalier hidden on them but carefully monitored is going to give you better sound. Especially if you only have a one-person crew, so someone who is operating the camera and operating sound. If you have multiple people, perhaps a boom mic is a better choice because you could follow the person around as they're talking. So if I was doing kind of a walking, talking kind of thing, I think ideally I would have a boom microphone on a boom pole being held by a boom operator who had on headphones listening to the audio through a field mixer, just keeping it on the subject. So those are kind of different usages, that sounded pretentious, different ways to use these three microphones. And I think those are the three that I would absolutely have in my arsenal if I was doing video for my church. I'd probably go with an SM58 for a wired handheld microphone, because, as I say, you might already have them at your church. They're difficult to hurt, and even if it quits working, usually it's just something has come unsoldered and you can resolder it. I mean, it's a pretty sturdy microphone. Then I would also have a shotgun microphone. The one that I'm using right now, I don't know that I would absolutely recommend, but if you don't have much money, it's about $30. So it is an unbalanced microphone, so it has trouble with longer distances, but as close as I am to my recorder is, well, I'm touching it right now. It's at my left hand, and I haven't moved position all that much. So I'm about a foot away from my recorder, and so that's fine. It's an Audio-Technica ATR-6551, I believe. So that's a usable shotgun. There are much better shotguns. What is the name? Rode NTG is a great shotgun. Sennheiser makes some great shotguns. And when it comes to lavaliers, you really can't beat a good Sennheiser. Unfortunately, these all cost money, but we're talking a few hundred dollars for something you'll use for years and years and years and years to come. And if you've got really good audio, it just makes it easier. It'll save you a lot more time if you have good audio than if you have poor audio. One thing that I forgot to mention when it comes to condenser microphones is they need power. Remember, they create an electric signal that is interfered with by the sound, and that's how they hear. So they have to get that electricity from somewhere. Some have batteries that they use, like my Audio-Technica. It uses a single AA battery. Some use what's called phantom power, which is power that comes from an audio board. So you can't just plug that directly into a camera unless the camera has phantom power. So that is a gotcha, a limitation that you need to remember as you're doing all these things. So remember, two basic kinds of microphones that you're probably going to run into are dynamic versus condenser microphones. And then we've got the three major form factors. There are others, of course, but the three are the handheld microphone or stick microphone, the shotgun or boom microphone, and the lavalier microphone. And each has its purpose, and if I could do it, if I were you, I would have all three in my arsenal. Depending on the situation, you'd be good to go. If you've got a separate video and audio team, I think I would get and have a hold of my own microphones and not borrow from the sound people, because you don't know condition from one week to another if you're borrowing, whereas if they're yours and you have them separated out, you do. And microphones, wireless microphones tend to be more expensive, but wired microphones are, generally speaking, less expensive and worth getting. So I hope that has been helpful to everyone, and I hope that you can use this information as you're going out to change eternity. Till next time, I'm Paul Allen Clifford. Bye.